I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
2-4 still going to be locking people down on that edge or what?
This would be the best year yet. I said it here today. Mark it down.
Throws that way. It's picked off by Jonathan Joseph. I said it. Across the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. The Texans go in front on the pick six.
Fred Davis, 34-year-old musician guy.
Yeah, I tell you what, God bless you.
Landry Locker.
Lopez talking with that bacon neck. Looks like breakfast is about to be served.
Oh, man.
And John Lopez.
Green, man. Dude. Right, Figgy?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Sports Radio 610.
Welcome in H-Town. Happy Wednesday, October 17th, 2018.
And?
In the year of our Lord.
Got him, baby.
You guys know what time it is today. Landry, John, what time is it? In case they don't know.
It is episode Wilt Chamberlain. It is episode... What else, Landry?
It is episode Tim Hardaway / Robert Parrish. It is episode Penny Hardaway / Eric Montross. However you want to do it, you can combine the one and the two zeros, however you want. Shout out to Greg Ostertag from Duncanville. We can go Penny Hardaway, Greg Ostertag, however you want to do it. It is episode 100. Didn't think we would make it this far, but guys, we made it. Here's to 100 more here in H-Town on In the Loop with Fred Landry and Lopez.
Here's to 900 more.
That's right.
Get that 1,000 show party rocking. I preferred Oscar Robert. Tillman Fertitta will sponsor our 1,000
at the Post Oak Hotel, and we're going to steal his sheets.
Dang right. We'll drive a Bentley.
Heyo, a Bugatti.
They got Bentleys and Bugattis that you can drive over. That's right. That's a date for episode 1,000. I preferred Oscar Robertson and Robert Parrish.
You go with that.
One and 0-0.
You could go Muggsy Bogues if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You go a little bit of Muggsy Bogues and then some Robert Parrish. Just do it. Do it however you want to do it.
You can go Warren Moon and Kenny Burrow.
You could do that.
What about, you go Cam Newton and then who's another
double zero?
Benoit Benjamin.
Oh, you said Montrose.
Benoit
right?
Benjamin. Yeah.
You could do two Gilbert Arenas's.
Yeah, you could do two Gilbert Arenas's with the guns.
Two David Robinsons.
You can never go wrong
with
that.
With the AK. So David Robinson was number 50 Spurs fan.
I'm sorry, two David Robinsons. That's 100.
Is it Westbrook zero?
You're doing that. Westbrook is zero.
Okay, yeah. So you throw that in there. Yeah. So. Listen, you guys get the point, all right?
You get the point.
It's episode 100.
Congratulations, right. Boys.
We're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I honestly didn't think we'd make 15.
I didn't think so either. But I will say this, since it is episode 100.
Mm-hmm. I go back to what we said to David Barron when we first started this show.
We said it's a process. What'd we say?
I told him, I think, you know, because I'd never worked with either one of you two. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and David Barron kind of cut me off because I was starting to get lathered up a little bit.
You tend to do that.
Get me warmed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I said, y'all wait till we turn John Lopez loose. All right. I said, you wait until we turn John Lopez loose and watch out. And then he hung up on me.
Did he really?
He did. All right. That's it. Thanks. Click. He literally shut the conversation down.
David Barron. At that
moment. He's one of those, gets his stuff done and hangs up, guys.
That's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Boom. Wait a minute.
Oh, thanks,
how's the family? How's the dog?
Because I felt bad because I hadn't even gotten into you yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I was just going to start talking about Landry, and okay. I got my Lopez bite in, and then that was it.
All good.
And he hung up on me, so whatever.
Hey, we're giving away tickets to the Texans-Jaguars season finale, bottom of every hour today. Bottom of every hour.
In celebration?
In celebration of episode 100. A lot of times people get a pair of tickets. We got four pair of tickets to Texans Jaguars. So you need to be listening at the bottom of every hour. We're going to hook you up. We're going to be reliving some of the best moments from the show. We got some guys weighing in from around the station on us making it this far. There's a lot going on. And even if it weren't episode 100, there's a ton going on around town.
Yeah, there is.
Listen, this is a huge Wednesday. We've got Rockets tipping off tonight, which, again, I mean, talk about from just a Houston perspective. There's all kinds of things going on right now. Again, Rockets get things going tonight. And of course, you know, we'll delve into a little bit throughout the course of this week and over the next month or two. But let's call it what it is. We're going to keep one eye on the Rockets. Well, maybe that. Right now, it's all about it's about two things right now. You got the Astros, who are down 2-1, and you know that we were talking about, or I know just listening to Mad Radio this morning. Is it a must win? I mean, of course it's a must win. You go down 3-1 to the Red Sox, you're done, because this Red Sox team. And you said it. We were shooing it up before the show started. Watching this game last night, the Red Sox reminded me of the Astros last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what I thought. And two things have jumped out to me so far. One, we overvalued the Indians. All right? The Indians weren't near as good as we thought. And I know and when I say people who thought the Astros were going to win in five, and I know a lot of y'all out there, you know, cautioned against it. But the Indians are not that great. And man, shame on me. Mm-hmm. I overlooked the Red Sox.
Well, Landry's a podium critic. He likes to critique and is good at critiquing what people say at the podium. I'm an amateur sports psychologist.
Yeah.
You guys know that. Anybody who's listened over for years knows I like to play that game. The body language that the Red Sox had after winning yesterday was kind of scary to me.
Oh!
It's kind of scary to me.
Absolutely.
There wasn't any, hey, jumping around.
No, them boys were on a mission.
No snapping their head at the camera.
Yeah.
No, you know, Fortnite dance. And I'm not criticizing the Astros. That's what makes the Astros
right,
go.
Exactly.
You know, that's what makes the Astros go. They were just like, fist bump,
yeah.
Fist bump, let's go.
Yeah.
Fist bump, let's go. Walk to the dugout and out of here.
Yeah.
That kind of scared me.
My biggest fear, I'm not worried about the Astros' body language or anything. I feel like the Astros
are... Well, I'm talking about the Red Sox.
No.
They are focused.
This is my fear there. Yeah. This is my fear there is that I think that 5 years from now, we could be looking back at this, and this is the worst case scenario, and saying, you know what? Alex Cora is a special manager. Mm-hmm. Alex Cora, the Astros were very lucky to have Alex Cora as their bench coach. When you look at him, he has a quiet confidence about him. He seems very, very confident at the podium, because I am the podium critic. And I think the problem with the Astros, I don't think it's necessarily the confidence of the Red Sox. I think it's the fact that the Sparkle Prince can't hit, Yuli Gurriel can't hit, and nobody behind Alex Bregman can hit. And the guy who's arguably the best player in baseball right now, Alex Bregman, is getting walked a historical amount of times at this pace, and nobody behind him can do a damn thing about it.
Well, you hit on my, how do the Astros fix this, if they fix this, take on this. It's funny because A.J. Hinch tinkers with the lineup and the roster all year long.
Yeah.
But last postseason was headstrong, not moving anybody in the batting order.
Right.
And it ended up paying off because Springer got hot.
Yeah.
Remember in the ALDS, he was struggling, or late season, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then, boom, he becomes MVP of the World Series. And he's still hot. You got to put Springer behind Bregman, man. You got to put him where the traditional...
Who do you have him lead off?
Camp.
You can have Altuve.
Okay, so have Altuve lead off.
Altuve used to lead off.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you have Altuve. What do you go? Altuve, Bregman, and Springer?
Or Altuve, and then hide someone like Correa at two, who can maybe move people over, has control of the bat. You know what I'm saying? In a late-inning situation, if you need to bunt somebody over, you hit the other way. Look, Correa's not having a good year, but he's got control of his bat, at least.
I just talked myself into something,
mm-hmm.
and I can't believe I'm saying this. We've been the most critical of this guy. And he has regressed this season, whether it's injuries or whether it's production. Carlos Correa has regressed, which is why Alex Bregman's taking the next step has been so important. I've talked myself into this. Maybe you can light a fire under his butt. The talent is undeniable. Carlos Correa needs to hit cleanup today. He needs to hit cleanup today because, A, he's actually, I mean, he got a hit yesterday. He got a little bit of favorable treatment. He hit a homer earlier in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Yuli is struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carlos Correa needs to hit behind Alex Bregman today. And if that means that he's not, he doesn't hit, and he continues, I'm moving Correa up, and I'm trying to light a fire under his
butt. No way, no how. That's not about lighting a fire in the ALCS. You got to protect Bregman. No way. You might move him up to two to hide him a little bit between Altuve and Bregman.
John, this is a guy that we were talking about as maybe the MVP.
But he's
this
not.
Year. It's a
but
talent.
He's not.
But he has the talent to be. You need somebody to step it up.
Look,
it happens in baseball all the time where there's unsung heroes. Correa's hitting seventh right now. He needs to bat fourth.
This isn't a sports novel. I mean, this isn't a, you know. No, this
is. This isn't the natural.
No, this
isn't
the natural.
Robert Redford's not walking in there with his bat.
I'm being very serious. I think AJ Hinch likes to mess with the roster, except in the postseason. He needs to do it in the postseason.
Which makes sense.
The only person who can protect Bregman and get Bregman pitches to hit is George Brett.
But he's used to hitting leadoff.
He's batted fourth as a professional, and so is Altuve batted first. You go Altuve one, Hyde Correa two. Bregman 3, Springer 4. Bregman's double yesterday should have been called an error, let's be honest.
No,
all
absolutely
right?
It should have
been. The official score was awful yesterday. He called that one that hit
Pierce's glove, yeah.
And then he called Correa's a hit.
He was awful. All due respect, sir or ma'am, whoever you were awful yesterday. So Bregman, even with his double, that wasn't a double.
No, really.
I mean,
he's
not getting anything to hit.
He should have been out. What about Marwin Gonzalez in the
cleanup spot? That would be
good.
See,
I would go with Marwin Gonzalez. Marwin Gonzalez has been, you know, listen, he's a switch hitter as well. I think he's had a pretty damn good postseason so far, and he finally started to hit a little bit there towards the end of the regular season. I think you go with Marwin Gonzalez that cleanup spot. But again, Yuli's giving you nothing. And I'm surprised, to be honest with you, who was it, Evaldi or whoever it was, that pitched to, was it the seventh inning or whatever it was? It was the seventh before everything exploded in the eighth. Why they didn't pitch to, you know, walk Bregman in the first place to get to Yuli, I was surprised because I thought, why not?
I'll tell you, the respect they showed to Bregman was almost unprecedented. They put him on base with, you know, an intentional walk.
Yeah.
As the winning run, as the potential winning run. That's how much respect they had for him, and how much lack of respect they had for Gurriel to come through.
That's just it. I mean, Gurriel was batting 167 going into yesterday, and he went another 0 for yesterday. So, I mean, what's he down? Would you say Landry's down to like 120?
I stopped even counting, honestly.
Yeah. Listen, I love Yuli.
He's got swag for days.
I love his chain. I tell you what, just an
I love his hair. He's got the swag for days. He wears his uniform perfect. he's the man.
No, he really is, and he's a damn good first baseman, but he has been. He has not been good at the plate, and between him, Correa, and I don't know, I'm a little worrisome. I saw pictures of him giving Correa, you know, shoulder rubs in the dugout. Little cause for concern there, okay? But hey,
not gonna lie.
To each his own. It's your world. I'm just living in it. Mm-hmm. But point is, you're not good at the plate right now, and. You know, a couple things that jumped out as well. Let's just get the, you know, elephant out of the room. My boy Osuna, not his best work last night, okay? Did not look good. Last night was as much about, I mean, let's call it what it is. The Astros have not looked good for two straight games, all right? They did not look good in game two, but they still, you know, and that was the thing about it is that, you know, they didn't look good in game two, but they still had a chance to, you know, kind of scratch and claw their way back into it at the end of the game two. Yesterday, more of the same. I mean, the bats just, I mean, how they went, what, 4 or 5 innings where they didn't get anything after the first?
Right.
Just couldn't get out of their own way. And I got a question why A.J. Hinch, you know, Dallas Keuchel did exactly what Dallas Keuchel's pretty much done all year long. Get rocked in the first, finally get into a groove, and then start shutting things down for the next 5 or 6 innings. Why you didn't bring him out for the 6th inning when he was finally starting to get, you know, get a little something going? You bring in Joe Smith. We all know what happened after that. But why you didn't bring in Keuchel for one more inning makes no sense.
He was done. He was at 80-something pitches already.
He was 83, but here's the
thing. He was laboring. By the way, what was his line? What was the pitching line, Landry?
Oh, you mean what? You
5 innings, yesterday? 2 runs. He should have stayed out there, honestly.
Absolutely, he should have stayed out
there. He should have stayed out there.
83 pitches.
No. He was fine. He was fine.
So what did I say he would go?
You went 4
You
and
said
2/3.
4 2/3.
You said 4 2/3. And 3 earned runs. Yeah.
That's interesting.
You were close, but I think if he'd have gone 2 more, I'd have been right.
I went 6-2.
I was closer.
Were you?
Yeah.
I had earned runs.
Like
by
1 out.
Huh?
I was like, if Tony Kemp didn't have 40-inch
Yeah, but
hops,
he had the right amount of runs.
I had the right amount of runs.
I had 3 runs.
Okay, I had 2.
I had 4.2 innings. You had 6.
So I was off.
I was closer.
I was off.
I was closer.
You were off a run. You were off a run. I was off an inning. And he should have gone out for a
and he should have, would have, could have.
That's the point.
If it wasn't for Tony Kemp, he would have had, he would have been out at 4 2/3, just like I predicted.
Whatever, dude.
Tony Kemp, what a play, man.
Tell you what. That saved it from really getting ugly.
But no, this batting order got to change. You can't have pride now, man, because not with the Red Sox. Maybe you got away with it last year, and man. Springer turned you into a genius.
Yeah.
You can't do that this year.
No, you certainly can't, because right now the Red Sox right now look like the better baseball team. You can tell. We all thought going in, hey, yeah, we get it. They won 108, and the Astros won 103, but this is a team that's been there, battle-tested, took care of business. No, right now the Red Sox look better managed. They look like just overall, from a mindset, the stronger, more confident team. And, of course, all that can change in one game. So, listen, it's a must-win tonight. We'll get into a lot more of that. And then, of course, the huge news that broke while the game was going on, Metro U.S., literally anybody with an internet connection can break news these days, apparently. But a Boston website broke news that apparently the Astros have been accused of cheating, or were caught cheating, or at least a guy was caught taking pictures of a dugout. But that's all we know about. And Jeff Passan's come out with some article about it as well, basically detailing the exact same information. Go to Pauly G's Twitter account. He basically summarized the entire thing with all the stories. And then Forbes came out, and I saw that last night, saying that, there's nothing to it. So to me, I think I honestly believe it's much ado about nothing. I really, really do. I think it's everybody's trying to do it. I think you got a guy that's kind of just off doing his own thing. Who the hell knows what really went down? But apparently the guy that was doing it's a friend of Jim Crane's son. Mm-hmm. And is just snapping photos, texting furiously, as it said. So whatever the hell that means. Hell, my 15-year-old could be accused of that, taking pictures and texting furiously. So anywho, we'll get into that later on the program as well. We also got to delve into tramp stamps after an admission by one Mr. John Lopez this morning. So lots to get to today. Episode 100. Tyler White. We'll talk to him. See, maybe he can get off the schneid with a little in-the-loop mojo, because he hasn't looked great so far. And then, of course, as he joins us each and every Wednesday, the one and only Stanford Route comes in at 12:40. Interested or excited about having him on. Some Ross Tucker stuff from yesterday, and, of course, plenty to get into on this Astros game as well. So, coming up next, did the Astros blow their chance last night? And what do you do about this bullpen? And, again, is it a must-win? What say you? 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. We felt really, really good about this team 3 days ago. Do you still feel really, really good about this Astros team after what happened last night? Lots to get to. Glad to have you aboard. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.